Okay, let's begin our discussion of Parshas Bereishis. Parshas Bereishis, a new beginning on many levels. Baruch Hashem, we have a chance to start off our cycle again. Parshas year last year did not officially start until Parshas Lech Lecha, so we didn't really finish the entire cycle yet. But Baruch Hashem, it's a new beginning. And to start off the new beginning is Rav Pinkus, who gives us a feeling about what we all maybe are feeling as we start Bereishis, or maybe even more so, what we felt as we heard Bereishis on Simchas Torah. Rav Pinkus writes in source number one, as you'll see, there are a number of items tonight, as Rabbi Bernstein, any of you have heard his tapes, Rabbi Bernstein always says on his tapes when you get to one of these parshios, the issue isn't not what to say, but what not to say. There's just so much, all these parshios, as we'll see for over the next couple of months, are so chock full, so we'll have to pick and choose in the time that is allotted, and in that way, to be able to at least cover as many points as we can. You can put the chumashim on the table so somebody else can sit there. Okay, so let's start off with the Rav Pinkus. B'Shabbos zu maschilim anu shuv mitchilas haTorah maschilim mibreishis. Says Rav Pinkus, we start off this Shabbos with Bereishis, Parshas Bereishis again. Kama ne'ima u'margisha ha'chavaya hazu. What an amazing feeling. L'haschil mechadosh to start off from anew. B'simchas Torah, Yirgashnu zos, Kasher siyamnu es haTorah, V'yitchanu mibreishis. Simchas Torah, we felt this already, we finished, we started off again. U'b'shabazu maschilin breishis bar Elokim. We start off with breishis. Ki'ilu ha'shamayim bar niver mechadosh. It's like we feel like creation's happening again. Maisa breishis is happening again. Right? Today's Yom Revi. It was like the sun and the moon. Everything's happening again. Get those goosebumps. You know, remember the feelings, the Torah, the Midrashim that we're all familiar with Rashi. Kamoha hargasha hanifla'a. Do you know what it feels like, says Rav Pinkus? Kishayotzim mukdam babokir bizman eitzachama. Imagine taking an early morning walk. Early morning, the sun is just rising. It's a cool breeze. You feel a little. It's a good chill. You know, in the air. Shakol kakach zohar v'naim. You think, oh, this is going to be a great day. I can already smell it. Veruach hakarira ma'aneges es hanefesh. The cool breeze gives oneg to the soul. Hatziporim merananos bezemer. The birds are chirping. V'hanefesh shari itam yachad. The soul is singing with them also. Kein lahaschil beschilas haTorah. That's what we feel like. When we come back to Parshas Bereishis, to Sefer Bereishis, starting again, another cycle. Baruch Hashem, kama na'im, kama niflahu. We have an amazing feeling. But says Rav Pinkus, as Yahadus always has, we can never leave it with just feelings. We always have to concretize our feelings of inspiration, our feelings of dveikus with the Maisa Mitzvah. Oh, I feel so great. I feel so close to God. Hey, we can't just feel so close to God. We have to say, okay, so what can I do about it? Where can I take this feeling? Where can I channel this feeling that I have? Something that I didn't give it to you, but Rav Chaim of Elazhin writes about this in Nefesh HaChaim, that we always concretize our feelings into Maisa Mitzvahs, into actions. So says Rav Pinkus, what action should I be inspired to do? I have this amazing feeling, it's a new beginning, it's like an early morning breeze. So what should we be inspired to do? Aval halach l'maisa, mehisrakshus l'val lo yotzei davar. From a feeling, nothing comes out. V'yish lasos maisim b'foal. So he says, you know what we should reinvigorate ourselves with at the beginning of every cycle? What we spoke about in the past, and that is La'olam, the Gemara says in Brachas, line 10, Yashlim Adam Parshiosef Ematzibur Shnayim Mikravecha Targum. You know what we should make sure we try to do, and if we haven't been doing it, to try to start to do, and to do the best we can, for men and for women, to try to get through the Parsha. To try to get through the Parsha every week. If we haven't been as good, maybe to be a little better. If we haven't done it at all, maybe to try to do it a little bit. Maybe some people like to do an aliyah day. They have 10 minutes here, 10 minutes there. Maybe some people like to do it on Shabbos. Whatever it is, says Rav Pinkus, our commitment to Talmud Torah of the Parsha. I tell my Talmidim, you got to start now. You don't want to start Tazria Metzora. Nothing against Tazria Metzora. We love Tazria Metzora. We'll talk about it. We spoke about it last year. But Bereishis, Noach, Lech Lecha Vayera. This is a great time to start. And it's the beginning. As the Gemara says in Brachas, line 11, Shekala Mashlim, Parshiosef, and Matzibur, Ma'arichon lo Yom Avushnosef. Anyone who's Mashlim, his Parshios, with the Tzibur, he gets long life. Ein Zman Tov Yoter Mishabbos Bereishis. There is no better time than Shabbos Bereishis to say, I'm going to do Chumash and Rashi this year. I'm going to do it. I'm going to make sure I'm going to stick to it. It's a time already. And if I did it, I have to say, oh, I've got to do it again. I'm going to do it again. And every time we do it, we get a little more out of it. Rashi says that? Why didn't I remember that the first 21 times I did it? Right? Like, I don't remember that, Rashi. Right? I don't remember that. That's the galus of Rashi. We mentioned in the past the great Varda, the Beis Halevi, in his Haggadah. The Beis Halevi writes, actually from the Brisker Rav, in the Haggadah's Beis Halevi. Right? It says in the Haggadah, the Torah is Kneged Arba Banim. The Torah is Kneged, the four sons. And the Beis Halevi wonders, what do you mean the Torah is Kneged, the four sons? The Torah is opposite the four sons? What does that mean? So we mentioned in the Haggadah Shir last year, Kneged Arba Banim means that if you have any other science, any other content, you have math. Right? My kids all have different math books. Why do they have different math books? Because the fourth grade math is not like the sixth grade math. In the sixth grade math, there's beginning, intermediate, advanced, and then you have high school math, and you have college math. It all goes up. You won't see a college student studying third grade math. Doesn't make sense. He's past that. He's past it. Or in science, you have different levels. But the goblets of the Torah is the Beis Halevi. The same Rashi that the third grader studies, the person learning in yeshiva for 35 years studies. The same Rashi. It's the magic of the Torah. The Torah is Kneged Arba Banim Dibrei Torah. The Torah is opposite, is Kneged every type of person. Every level that one is at, every stage a person is at. That's the godless in the Torah, and that's the godless in the magic of Rashi. And that's Chumash and Rashi. We can do it over and over and over again, and we always get something new out of it. We always something else comes. And if we've never done it before, and we don't get through the whole Parsha, at least do whatever we can. Whatever we can in the Parsha, and in that way, to be able to be inspired by the Parshias. As says, there is no greater time to start this. And line 16, he says also, Shanis, Kasha Karman, it's a Parsha. Number one, says Erpinkus, we should use these feelings of inspiration. Oh, it's Bracious, I can't wait. Number one, to be Maver Sedra. To go through the Parsha again, to make sure, and it's not a Chumra of the Achronim, this is in Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says that we all have to be Maver Sedra, we have to go through the Parsha. We should look at the read the Shulchan Aruch. But then number two, he says, Shanis, a second message. Kasher Karmas a Parsha. As we read the Parsha, or I might add, as we hear laning in Shul, Shalot Tehe Zukriya Ba'alma, let us try not to just read the Torah. Ela La'amod Rega Livchonis Pirush Amilos. Let's try to experience the Torah. Let's try to imagine that we've never heard these stories before. We've never heard them before. Kilu Pamri Shon and Ikari Mashakosov Khan. Bereshis Barakim as Hashemayim. Let's try to imagine that we don't remember. And it's a new idea and a new experience. Come and we realize Hashem created the world? Come and no radover Hashemayim Atsumim in Milyone. Myriad. Hakochavim, Shekolachad Gadol, Pikama, Kama, Bikol Kadura Aretz. Every star, and science, studying as the scientists say that if the earth was a tiny little half a millimeter closer or further from the sun, we wouldn't be able to exist. We'd burn up or we'd freeze. The earth has to be exactly in that spot in order to exist. And everything on the earth and the stratospheres and the equator, everything, it has to be perfect. Or else the whole world wouldn't be able to exist. Gracious Bara Lokim, as Hashemayim Vesa Aretz. Me Bara, like, wow. Let's remember that every year. Let's try to re-experience it. V'chein Sibram Adam Arisho, Noach, Avram Avinu. Oh, okay, this is the flood again. I know this one, three levels, the garbage on the bottom. Yeah, the Midrashim, the window, a light, Zohar. No, let's try to say anew. Wow. Let's try to focus on it. Theory of Salvechik. Sometimes Talmidim, when they would learn a different certain Masechta, the Talmidim would say, Rebbe, but you said just the opposite 4 years ago when we learned this. Rav Soloveitchik says, when he asked me about it, I said 4 years ago. That's what I said 4 years ago. This is what I'm saying now. He didn't keep his notes. I mean, he did keep his notes. He didn't study his notes before. Now, you know, it's like a chisaron. I don't know. It's chisaron in me whenever I give shir on something. So, you know, if I have to give shir on it again, like, what did I say last time? You know, that's half the shir. Then you have to be mashlin. You have to say something new. You have talmidim that don't miss anything you say. So then you have to at least repeat it and tell me something new. But it has to be new. Im istaklum kilu hayom nitzna Torah. It's something new. And that's what we have to feel like. We have to make sure the feeling of excitement and inspiration that we had on Simchas Torah and that we have today leads us to really make sure that we put it into our lives and get reacquainted and newly acquainted with the Torah. That's where Pink is starting us off. Bereishis Bar Elokim. Okay, now let's go to Perek Aleph. Again, there's so much to say here, every pasuk. But let's go to the 26th pasuk in the Torah. The 26th pasuk in the Torah. Right, 26 is Yud Kei Vav Kei. The 26th pasuk in the Torah. Vayomer Elokim. Right, it's interesting. The 26th pasuk in the Torah talks about the creation of man. Right, Yud Kei Vav Kei. Ha Yehovah V'yiyah. He creates man in the 26th pasuk. Pasuk Chavav. Vayomer Elokim. Na'aseh Adam. We skip to day 6. Na'aseh Adam. Bitzalmenu Kidmusenu. Let us make man in our form and in our dmus, in our liking. The Yerdu Bitgas Hayam Uvav Hashemayim, and he will control the fish and the birds, Uvabahema and animals, Uvachal Haaretz, Uvachal Haremes Haremes Haaretz. Right? Famous word in the Torah. The Torah says, Na'ase Adam Bitzalmenu Kidmusenu. Obvious problem, Na'ase Adam. Let us make man. Is God plural? How many gods are there? Na'ase Adam? E'ese Adam. What do you mean Na'ase Adam? He tells his angels, come on guys, let's do it. Let's do it. What's Na'ase Adam? So Rashi is bothered by this. Rashi quotes the Medrash. Why does it say Na'ase Adam? Says Rashi, An v'sanuso shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'madnu mikan. We learn about the humility of God. God is humility. Humility of God. Lefisha ha'adam hu b'dmuta malachim b'itkanu bo. Because man is also a creation, just like the angels are a creation. And therefore the angels were jealous. So Hashem kind of had to bring them in and say, come on, let's do it together. Make them feel good. Lefichach nimlach b'hem. And therefore he discussed it, in quotes, with them. Nase. Hashem says, let's go angels, let's do this together. But it's really, obviously, God did it himself. But it is to show his humility. He didn't always do things himself, right? He brings other people along. That is Rashi. And then Rashi continues. Next Rashi, Na'aseh Adam. Skip to the next Dibur Maschil. Afal pi shelo si'uhu biyitzirasa. Even though the angels really did not help Hashem with his creation, v'yesh makom leminim l'rados. And saying Na'aseh leaves open the possibility for heretics to say, hey, how many gods? I told you there are three gods. Look at your Torah. It says Na'aseh. Look at your Torah. So still, lo nimna hakasa milalami derech eretz umidas anava. Still, the Torah did not prevent it and stop it to teach us, from teaching us derech eretz and humility. Shehei hagadol nimlach v'notel rishus min hakatan. Don't go in yourself always. Don't go in yourself. Don't do it yourself. Don't take the credit. Still say Na'aseh, even though people might be misled. Says Rav Shechter, Rabbi Simon quotes this in his Sefer in source number 2. Quoting from Rav Shechter, quoting from the Beis Halevi. V'shamati mimonari rabbi Rav Tzvi Shechter shlita b'shem Beis Halevi. You know what you see from this Rashi? Na'aseh Adam. Right? To show his humility. What do you mean humility? It's going to lead people off the derech. It's going to make people think there are other gods. Shemikan raya, shemidas tovos, yoser chashuvim, mideos tovos. It's more important to have proper midos than to have proper deos. It's more important our derech eretz. What do you see from there? Hashem's willing to risk it. He's willing to risk it. You know, people might think there are two gods. You know what? It's more important to teach them to be humble. Derech eretz is a more important message. That's what you learn from Na'aseh Adam. Shere Kodesh Baruch Hu Kasa B'Torah Na'aseh Adam Loshen Rabim. Kdei Olami Midas Tovos. Ava Pishi Shchash. Even though there's a worry. Sha'al Yidezeh Yatzal Kilkul B'Deyas. People might be totally led off the derech in terms of Avodah Zarah. People might think there are two gods. But you know what? To teach them derech eretz, Kodesh Baruch Hu says, it's worth it. It's worth it for me to do that. And the Rav Simon continues to even quote one of the Rebbe's, Rabbi Heschel, who explains, maybe this is shot in a maimer, in a line of Chazal on Maseches Sota. Line 7. Amar Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. Kol Adam Sheyesh Bo Gasus HaRuach The Gemara says, anybody who is haughty, ki'ilu oved avodas kochavim. Whoever is haughty is as if he worships avodah zarah. Mahakesher, being haughty, avodah zarah. So we mentioned in the past one thought that if I'm haughty, that means I'm putting myself in the center of the world. Putting myself in the center of the world, so I'm not putting God in the center of the world. So that's the connection between haughtiness and avodah zarah. But says the Rebbe Heschel, a little different shot related to us. So Piresh, ki ha'adam shehu anav. What happens when somebody who is humble and somebody who is haughty learns Parshas Bereishis? Somebody, ki Piresh ha'adam shehu anav, lo medes ha'pasek batara nasa adam. Somebody who is humble, has humility, learns the pasuk, shnei rabashim rabim lahoros al midas anava. Oh, nasa! Why nasa? Oh, it's to teach us humility. So somebody who is humble gets the true message of the pasuk. And therefore, he realizes that Hashem is going to add to his being humble. But what about somebody who's a balgaiva? Somebody who's arrogant? Nasa adam? Nasa? What's God doing? He doesn't get the message of humility. So it's going to lead him to avodah zarah. Because he's not going to get the message of humility. He's going to take nasa adam literally. And therefore he's going to think, chas v'shalom, shtei reshuyos, avo balgaiva al karchenu she'inu lomin apasik kahora amidas anava. He won't use it as a reference to teach us anava, and therefore chas v'shalom, he could read it to understand that there are two reshuyos, two gods. That's the connection between gatzas ruach and avodah zarah, but it all comes out from nasa adam. It's more important, says the Beis Halevi, to have derech eretz than to have the proper deos. Related to this thought, it's a separate idea, but it's related, so I put it here, is the first thought in the Yam Simcha. There's a lot of firsts in this parsha. The Yam Simcha is a sefer by Rabbi Fried. He's a brother of a former Baal Bas of mine in Woodmere. He's a Rav in Lakewood today. So he has a beautiful sefer on Chumash, Yam Simcha. So there he quotes the first piece in the sefer. He quotes the following idea. Bereishis, source 3. Isa Begra. We're going to have two or three gras. The gras yard site was on Chol HaMoed Sukkos. So we have a couple of gras. Isa Begra. To call a Torah kulam rumeza petevas bracious. The entire Torah, every single concept in the Torah, says the gra, is alluded to in the word bracious. So we can't figure that out. Everything in the Torah is alluded to in the word bracious. So there's different stories about, they ask the gra, oh, where's this, where's that, where's this? Right, so there's a different svarim, quote, where you see different ideas alluded to. So says the Yam Simcha now. V'ish l'va'er, dekan merumas ha'inyan, he says, let me explain that I think alluded to in Bereishis is derech eretz kadma la'Torah. Derech eretz comes first. Like our point that we're talking about from Rav Shechter B'Shein the Beis HaLevi. Where do you see that? Derech eretz kadma la'Torah? I once heard from Rabbi Pelkovitz in the White Shul that the Shabbos before Pesach is Shabbos HaGadol. The Shabbos before Yom Kippur is Shabbos Shuvah. The Shabbos before Shavuos, Shabbos Derech Eretz. Derech Eretz Kadma LaTorah. I don't know if that's what the source is for that, but he called the Shabbos Derech Eretz. So says the Yam Simcha, where do you see Derech Eretz Kadma LaTorah alluded to in the word Bereishis? So he quotes an idea which is said found in the Taz, to resolve one of the great Nosei Kelam on Shulchan Aruch, in his commentary on LaTorah. I've heard some say, argue on it, but the source of it is right here. At least one of the sources. The Taz talks about Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, the most famous Rabbi Yitzchak in Rashi. Rashi starts off his commentary on the Torah, quoting Rabbi Yitzchak. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak. Right, look at the first Rashi again for a minute. We all know it. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak. First Rashi in the parasha. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak. Lo ha'yitzchak la'haskalas ha'torah ela mi'achodesh ha'zelachem. The Torah shouldn't have started except with Parshas Bo. The Torah should have started with the first mitzvah given to Am Yisrael. What's the Torah about anyway? It's about mitzvahs. What do we need 14 parshas of stories for? Bereishis, Noach, Lech Lecha, Vayera. What do we need all these stories for? So, the Rashi describes, he quotes, why do you start with Bereishis? Because if the Umos Olam say that we stole Eretz Yisrael from them, HaKadosh Baruch Hu could say, no. We could say that Hashem created the world, and He gave it to whoever He wants, etc. Koch Ma'isav Higid L'Yamo. That's Amar Rabbi Yitzchak. Who is this Amar Rabbi Yitzchak? Who is this Amar Rabbi Yitzchak? It's not in the Medrash. It's not in the Medrash. Let's see. Says the Taz al Torah, line 13. Nehirna, Karavina, Talia, Ra'isi, Ksav, Echad, Yashan, Noshan, Ma'od. I saw a very, very old version of Rashi. Says the Taz, writing in the 1600s. I saw a very, very old Rashi. Bia Rashi, Shazam, Mamar, Shel, Amr, Rabbi Yitzchak, Shemevi Rashi. I found about Rashi, B'dibra Maskal, Rishon, Eno Muskar, B'shum Medrash, O Talmud. The words Amar Rebbe Yitzchak do not appear in any earlier source other than Rashi. Almost every Rashi is based on a Medrash, or based on a Gemara, or a Chazal. The words Amar Rebbe Yitzchak, says the Taz, don't appear in any earlier sources. Ella, Shemasha Amar, my time, a Pasach, Bebrachus, who Medrash. Yes, the whole message of Rashi is found in a Medrash. Matam Pasach, why did it start? But the Amar Rebbe Yitzchak is not in the Medrash. Ella, line 20, Shezer Rebbe Yitzchak, Haya Aviv Shal Rashi. Reb Shlomo Yitzchaki. Right? Reb Shlomo Rashi, Rashi's father's name is Yitzchak. So he wanted to start the Torah by quoting his father. Amar Rebbe Yitzchak. V'lo haya lamdin gadol. He wasn't a famous lamdin, says the Taz. We don't have any svarim written by Rashi's father. We have many svarim written by Rashi's grandchildren. Rabbeinu Tam, the Rashbam. Right? But we don't have so many, the Bali Tosfos. Well, we don't have any svarim written by Rashi's father. Rashi, though, wanted to be mechabed his father. V'Rashi ratza l'chabeda v'ibu l'haskiro b'tchilas chiburo. Rashi wanted to give kavod to his father at the beginning of his sefer. So what must have happened, says the Taz, V'yamarlo, sha'al eza kushya v'echtaven al shimcha. Ask me a kasha, Dad. Ask me a question and I'll write into my sefer. He wanted to be mechabed his father. V'hiksha lo stam. See what his father said? Why does the story start with Bereishis? V'hiksha lo stam, lama yischila tar b'Bereishis. V'yalkein, and that's what Rashi says. Ein kasha hakeifa lashon Rashi. Right? He says, that's what Rashi says. Amar Rebbe Yitzchak, Rashi says, "Mam lo yisal haskel el la Torah lemechorish elachem matan pasuk bebrachus." Right, so that's what he goes through, etc., etc. That's the Amar Rebbe Yitzchak and Rashi. He wanted to start off the Torah being mechabit his father. That's the Taz. So now the Yam Simcha says. So what do you see? The entire Torah starts off with Derech Eretz. Derech Eretz, keep it up, amen. As an example of Derech Eretz, of proper midos. Derech Eretz, Kadma LaTorah, Chazinon, second column. Derashi Yisgal Pirusho Im HaInyan Shal Kibud Av Shu Derech Eretz. V'Daika Pirusho HaPasuk Rishon, the first pasuk. Derech Eretz, Kadma LaTorah. And now he says, where do you see that in the first word? Bracious. Said, right, the Gros says, everything's alluded to in the first word. So he quotes, Bracious, in the next paragraph. Yesh Lomar, the Zemarubas, Batevas Bracious. Beis Reish is Bar. Bar means a son in Aramaic. Aleph, Aviv, Shin Yud Sheyachabed Tav Tchila. Bracious stands for Ben Aviv Sheyachabed Tchila. Klomer da Haben Yachabed Aviv Tchila V'Achar Kach Yilmod. V'Lek Amida Midi D'Lo Rizav Araisa. Everything's in the Torah. Hafokpa V'Hafokpa Tekula. But everything's even in that first word, Bereishis. So that relates to, as we said, why did it say Nase Adam? People might be led astray. It doesn't matter. Derech Eretz Kadma LaTorah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is teaching us enough. That is all number one of Nase Adam. But there's a second shot of Nase Adam. It's Machlokas Rashi and the Ramban. Ramban gives a different shot of what Nase Adam is teaching me and what it means. Interesting here that the Ramban doesn't even quote Rashi. Usually the Ramban quotes Rashi and then argues on him. Here he doesn't. Just goes straight into his own shot. Source number four. Vayomer Elokim Nasa Adam. Nisyachid ba'asiyas ha'adam ma'amar ba'avergodel ma'alato. It says Vayomer Elokim. It doesn't say Vayomer Elokim by every stage of creation. Beginning of every day, maybe. We were in the middle of day six. The animals were already created. No. Man gets an extra amira. Vayomer Elokim Nasa Adam. Let us make man. So, because of his great quality, he got a separate ma'amar. Ki ein tiv'o kiteva ha'chayav ha'veima. His teva is not like the animals. Asher bara b'ma'amar kodem lo. Every vayomer Hashem is a different quality of being that is being created. So if it's vayomer Hashem, animals be created, he's not going to put man in the same thing because we do not believe in evolution. Right? Vayomer Elokim, a different separate vayomer. The Gemara in Eirvin says we believe in anti-evolution. Meaning we believe people could be so wicked they could turn themselves into animals. We don't believe that animals could ever turn into people. Right, so Vayomer Elokim, we just went to the prehistoric caves up by, what are they called? Ma'arata, what? Adama Kadmon, but, so talking about, got into a conversation with one of the tour guides there. So, we were talking at each other, not really to each other. But Baruch Hashem, he was, in Eretz Yisrael, showing people around. So says the Ramban. The Ramban says that Ein tivo kiteva hachayva v'imasher bara v'mamir akodemlo. Right, his teva is not like man. So now he's not like animals. V'apshata nachon v'milas naaseh. So what is naaseh? Why the double lashon? V'bnei shekfar haresa ladas. You know ki ha'elokim bara yesh me'ayin b'yamarishon levado. This is the Ramban's theme, not for now, but a Kabbalistic idea. It says the Ramban, on day one, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a certain type of matter. Some type of matter. Stage one, what's called Yesh Me'ayin, something from nothing. We can't understand what that means. Man can only create something from something. We can take raw materials and make fashion it into a chair. We can take raw materials and build something. We can't create something from nothing. That's only HaKadosh Baruch Hu could do that. Yesh Me'ayin. So even the Ramban says, even Hashem only did that on day one. He created matter, and then creation after that, he took that matter and formed the world. Yesh Me'yesh. So on the first day, he created Yesh Me'ayin. The Achar Kach Min HaYesodos HaHem, from those, that matter that he created, HaNivra'im Yatzar V'Asa, he created and made. The V'Chashenasan B'mayim Koach HaSharus L'Shroz Nevishchaya, and he gave Koach to every being to exist on its level. But now he says the end of line 5, Omar ba'adam na'aseh. What's na'aseh? Klomar, ani v'ha'aretz. Ha'nizkeres na'aseh adam. Na'aseh means the heavenly and the earthly. Na'aseh adam. Adam will be the only being in creation that is a composite, that is a synthesis of ruchnius and gashmius. The angels are purely spiritual. The animals are purely physical. Every being in the universe is one or the other, except for man. Man, na'ase adam, b'tzalmeinu ki. Let us, together, the ruchnius, ruch spiritual, and the gashmius. Shetotzi ha'aretz ha'guf mi'yisodeha, the earth will give forth the guf, kasher asta bebehema, just like the earth produced the animal, so too will produce man. The itein huyit barach haruach mi pi elyon. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will breathe into it the neshama. Ve'ipach ba'abav nishmas chayim. Ve'yamar b'tzalmenu kid musenu ki yidmeh lishneihem. It'll be like both of them. B'maskon es gufo la'aret asher lukach mimena ve'yidmeh baruach le'elyonim she'eno guf v'lo tamus. The uniqueness of man, again said by many, many sources, is that man is Ruchnius and Gashmius. And you put it together, and in that way we could strive. We mentioned on Shmini Atzeres night in the Shir, the Gra and Mishle, where the Gra says that Malachim are called Omdim. Malachim Omdim Imalo. A Malach is created, and they're created. Wherever they're created, that's where they stay for eternity. The level that an angel is on, they're there. They're Omdim. They stand there. Man is called a Holech. Man is a goer. Man moves. We don't stay put. Because we have the Ruchnius and the Gashmius. And we sanctify our lives. That is Naaseh Adam, Ruchnius and Gashmius. The Ramah in Arachayim echoes this idea as well. And we say many, many times a day, and many times in our life, we say the bracha of Asher Yatzar. Asher Yatzar as Adam Chachma, Nakavim, right? Beautiful bracha. So fascinating. The Shulchan Aruch gives three pshatim. What does it mean? What does it mean that we have Hashem created us with tremendous chachma? What's the great chachma about man? The Shulchan Aruch usually doesn't give pshat of what do we mean in Ashrei. What do we mean about certain parts of davening? By Asher Yatzar, the Shulchan Aruch feels the need to tell me, what does it mean that HaKadosh Baruch Hu baras hakol b'chachma, mafli, lasos, a wonderment? Says the Shulchan Aruch, k'shiyatzi mibeis hakisei, there's a siman vav. Yivorach Asher Yatzar as Adam b'chachma, shebriyas ha'adam hi b'chachma nifla. Because the creation of man was with great wisdom. The Yesh b'farshim, what's so great about the creation of man? Which aspect? Al shem sha'aguf domala non mali ruach hu mali nekavim til kama b'samach. Maybe, if you think about a human body, a human body is full of air. So why isn't it, says the Shulchan Aruch, imagine you have a balloon. They put a needle in a balloon. Pops! And it shrivels up. So why don't we shrivel up? We're full of air. We have these holes in us. We have a nose. We have a mouth. We have places where air could escape, and yet we don't shrivel up. Mafli lasos. It's got to think about when we say Asher Yatzar. That's the Shulchan Aruch, number one. The Yesh Mefarshim, number two. A second shot, maybe it means mankind. Not man, but mankind. B'chachma, third line, shehiskin mizonosav shaladam arishon v'akach bro. He made sure that everybody has everything they need. Right? He was misakin the mizonos, and then he created. I just asked my first grader, before I put her to sleep, I said, why did Hashem create man the last? Why not the first? Why not the last? So she said, what do you mean? If you created him first, then he wouldn't have a world to live in. He wouldn't have all the stuff that he needs. Right? And then, so that's why you had to create him last. It's Mom, which is what the Shulchan Aruch says. What's the machlah? So the Kaddish Baruch Hu had to create a perfect world and continue the world and always make sure that mankind has it's a perfect system. Everybody has what they need. And everybody has not just the mankind, but the animals too. But here was focusing on mankind. Man always has his parnasa. I think it was the third shot, but then you have the Ramah. That's what's important for us. The Ramah on line 16. The Yod Yesh Befarish, what's the great Chachma with man? What's the Mafli Lassos? And we should think about this whenever we say Asher Yantzar. We should stop outside the bathroom, even though it's hard, not to like keep walking and say it. We should stop for 30 seconds, maybe even 25, and focus on what the words mean. She Mafli Lassos B'masha Shomer Ruach Ha'adam B'kirbo V'kosher Davar Ruchani B'davar Gashmi. That the amazing synthesis of Ruchnius and Gashmius, that's man. That's the only thing in life, in the universe, that has both. V'hakol hu al yedeshu rofei kol basar, ki yasa adam b'kav abrius, etc. Rav Chaim Soloveitchik, he's a Rebbe in Reshit, and he's a Rebbe in Ramat Beit Shemesh. He told me that one time he was sitting at a Seder, and he was with his father, Rav Aaron Soloveitchik, Zechon Lebracha, and it was after the bracha of Asher Galanu. And after he was so inspired, he says to his father, he says, that's the most beautiful bracha. After Asher Galanu v'Galus Avosenu, the end of Magid, he's inspired. It's the most amazing bracha. So he said his father started screaming at him, that's not the most amazing bracha. So the most amazing bracha is Asher Yatzar. And he said his father gave him a 20-minute shiur on Asher Yatzar. Right there. He says, that's the most amazing bracha. Not Asher Galanu. Rav Aaron saw the secret of Asher. He knew the secret of Asher. They're both Ashers. But Asher Yatzar, because that's the Mafli Lassos. That's the Ramban. Nase Adam. B'tzalmenu kin musenu. Let us make man. Let us, the Ruchnius and the Gashmius. Okay, so the two pshatim in Nase Adam. One is Rashi. Nase, humility. Derech Eretz. And that's the Rashi quoting his father. And then the Nase Adam of the Ramban along with the Rama. Next thought. This is a short one. Sometimes you need only have a 1 or 2 minutes to get it in on Shabbos. So, you know, not one liner. And this really can be said basically any Shabbos of the year. So it's a good back pocket of our Torah. Vayer ve'evoker yomecha. Vayer ve'evoker. As we know, this pasuk is a source for the concept in Judaism that night is the beginning of the day. Vayer ve'evoker. Right? That's where the night before Shabbos starts Friday night. And Tuesday, halachically, if a baby is born on Tuesday night, the bris is going to be the following Wednesday. Because as if the baby is born on Wednesday, the day is going to be Wednesday. Right? That's why vayi erev, vayi voker. That's the source of a halacha. But al pidrush, so the Imre Shefer, it's quoted here in the Mayana Shel Torah, says, al pidrush, when it comes to Jews, we always have erev before we have voker. Eitzel Yehudim hole chayom acharei halayla. The day always comes after the day. Night always relates to the next day. The other nations of the world have it the opposite. Right? The nighttime goes after the day. Right? The big parties are motzai there, you know, whatever. The next night. Halayla, why? Misamel choshech v'yisurin. Nighttime symbolizes darkness, pain, pranios, tragedies, difficulties. What do Jews have? Rechman al Islam. Hare Yehudim tchila sovlem hein saras v'yisurin. Ula basov zoreach lehem hayom im shemesh yishu marpe. We have difficult times. That's what we know. We're the downtrodden people. But we know we have a boker. We know our erev turns into boker. Whether it's the national geula, whether it's personal, Kadosh Baruch Hu always brings the Jew out on top. Right? He always takes care, he always makes sure that there's a boker after an erev. Right? We say the sometime at night, balelos, it's difficult. You just have to have emunah. You don't feel it, but emunascha balelos. But lahagid baboker chastecha. In the morning, it's more clear. You see chaste Hashem. Lahagid baboker chastecha. Even though you had the emunascha balelos, you had to have that emunah at night. Rabbeinu Yonah writes that in Brachos. So says the Mayana Shel Torah that Jews, we always have Erev and then Boker. That's why he Erev Ayivoker. Our nighttime is before the day. Regarding Umos HaOlam, other nations, Umos that try to annihilate us, nations that try to hurt us, it seems like they're on top of the world now. They're having their Boker now, but we know ultimately they're going to have their Erev because they have their nighttime after their daytime. We have by Erev Ayivoker. First comes the night and then comes the day. And that's why he even says, continues, L'fichach etzel ha-Yehudim, ha-Shabbos b'yom ha-Shvi'i shel ha-Shavua, our Shabbos is the last day of the week, while their Shabbos is the first day of the week. Right? They have their Sunday at the beginning of the week. Or we mentioned in the past a different vart. That you always save what's best for last. No, that's for last. Like if you like, you have three ice creams and you like the vanilla the best, you save the vanilla for the best, for last. Because like, you want to save it. You want to lead up to it. So we save Shabbos. Shabbos is the end of the week. We look up to it. But along his lines, he says Shabbos is... Because Shabbos is the highlight. Shabbos is the greatest or, and that's the greatest boker. Vayera ve'yivoker, that's the message of a Jew's life. Okay. Next thought. A lot to say. The Mishnah Chagiga discusses whether we are even supposed to study the first two prakim of Sefer Bereishis. Right. Once you get to Paragimel already, you get to the Nachash and the Adam and Chava and Cain and Heva. Okay, there's some meat. You get to like Bria Sa'olam, and it's hard to understand. Are we supposed to study? Not we're supposed to study it. The big question that many of the Mefarshim, many of the commentators ask is, what are we supposed to learn from Maisa Bereishis? We know Torah is all meant to teach us something. Either mitzvos, tell us what to do. Not too many mitzvos in Sefer Bereishis, right? You got three. Right, you got Puravu, Bris Mila, and Gidon Asha. That's it. Then you get this. That's all in Sefer Bereishis. But so that's it. So, but what is this? What are we supposed to learn from Maisa Bereishis? So the Avos, we learn Midos Tovos, learn to be like Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. But what do you learn from Maisa Bereishis? What do you learn from Perek Aleph in Sefer Bereishis? What does that teach me about my life? Says Rav Soloveitchik, one of his articles in Reflections of the Rav. Perhaps this elaborate emphasis in the book of Genesis on God's creation was meant to be converted into a moral challenge to man. That as God created, so should man. As we know, the Rav writes about this in many places. We have to be like HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mahu Afata. Just like He is compassionate, so too we are compassionate. So just like He is kind, so that we are kind. Just like He visits the sick, so do we visit the sick. Just like He is Gomel Chasadim, so too are we. Just like, says the Rav, God is creative, so too man must be creative. And man must conquer and do what he can to use the world. Yet man is bidden by the principle of imitatio Dei to create, to be a shutaf in Yetzira, fashioning form out of chaos. Of course, man does not create ex nihilo, that's Yesh Miayin, as did God, though at times it seems to man that his task is as formidable as if it were Yesh Miayin. Man must be creative in both material and spiritual realms. We have to be creative in all the world around us. Right on the one hand, in the physical realm, there are diseases to conquer. A doctor who's faced with a disease has to try to cure the patient. He or she is creating. If I have to help somebody, I'm in law, I'm in... anything. I'm an architect. I have to create. I have to use my kochot that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave me and my talents to create a solution in a certain area. That is being a creating. Conquering and settling Eretz Yisrael, Kibush Haaretz, are also mitzvahs of Yetzira. The Torah tells us that particular territories were assigned to each nation, not only to the Jews, but for them to develop according to their creative genius. Well, Eretz Yisrael was assigned to the Jews, etc. There is also a mandate to be creative in the spiritual realm. Right, Yetzira. We have to be creators in Ruchnius. Number one, for ourselves. We have to create, we have to make ourselves. To make ourselves better people in terms of Ruchnius. We have to learn more. But also, he says, indeed, education in fulfillment of, and you shall teach them diligently, is creativity par excellence. A formless, undirected child is transformed into a refined Torah scholar. We create and we form our children. By being, obviously, with the Kaddish Baruch Hu's help. But that's also creation. An undisciplined child without any identity, a tov avohu, was gradually changed into a spiritual personality. The child starts off as tov avohu. Got to remember that. Right? And then, slowly, there are many days of creation. Right? There are stages of creation. Introducing a child to the biblical narratives about Avram and Sarah, and later on to a Talmudic discourse, such as Hazama and Hachasha, is an act of fashioning a soul, the highest level of Yetzirah. This is similar to God's creation, for He too is called Hamalamed Torah La'amo Yisrael. This is the spiritual dimension of parenthood, even as Puravu is physical Yetzirah. The mitzvah of Puravu does not stop at birth. It continues because we have to form not only the physical bodies of our children, but the spiritual bodies as well, continuing to give them guidance. Along these lines, the Rav continues beautifully and says, what about the Medrash? There are many Medrashim. But what about the Medrash? This is one of the explanations that man at the caves gave me. That God created worlds and then destroyed them. And then created other worlds and destroyed them too. There were many different worlds created before this one. Maybe that's how there are dinosaur fossils and others. One of the explanations. So what does that method teach us? He didn't get it right the first time. Chas v'shalom. You know, what does that mean that God created worlds after He created earlier? On the bottom. What does Rabbi Avot teach? Surely it makes no sense to ascribe to an omniscient God, the Ein Sof, the need to experiment before achieving His ideal. God could immediately have created a Kitov world. Only man needs experiment because of his difficulty in translating mental conceptions into physical realities. Right? Like Edison and other scientists, he tries various approaches before he achieves satisfactory goals. So what is he trying to teach us? So Rabbi Avot apparently wanted to teach the concept of multiple creations. Why? His description of the process, however, of God's displeasure with previous worlds and His final satisfaction with the world was intended to provide man with a moral lesson. So too, as God creates and recreates, so too should man be ready to rebuild and reconstruct, even as previous structures collapse. Thus, even a rabbinic concept of faith may be translated into a norm of human behavior. You know why it says God recreated? To teach us that many times we will create and we will fail. We will put time into a project and it will go nowhere. And you know what the Medrash is teaching us? Start again. Build another world. God built another world. You could also build another world. God didn't have to build another world. He did it to teach us that you can get up after we have fallen. He continues, and where I wrote number 7, to build initially is difficult, but to rebuild is even more challenging. One could erect structures if one has the basic talent, commitment, or raw materials, but to reconstruct after the destruction of previous achievements is most difficult. Energies, resources, sleepless nights, endless devotion, all gone to waste. Right, below we say in Uvalet Zion, we don't want to toil for naught. But sometimes it happens. Rebuilding a business after bankruptcy is much harder than building it initially. It continues. This is exactly what Jewish history, personally and nationally, we have to do. The state of Israel itself was erected out of the ashes of the Holocaust. The revival of Torah in Israel and America after its annihilation was an act of recreation. Rabbi Akiva's 24,000 Talmidim were taken away from him. And what did he do? He said, I'm going to start again with another 5. And that's why we're here today. Because Torah Shabbat has survived, because Rabbi Akiva learned Parshas Bereishis. God failed, he started again. I did it all wrong, but I could do it again. It's very hard to do something again after one fails. We just want to throw it away. But no. Mahu afata, just like God creates and recreates, so too we must create and recreate. Moving right along, I'll mention a gra, so here's another gra again. Lezecha Nishmaso, his yard site. We didn't have shear on. I should have mentioned him on Chol HaMoed Sukkos. His yard site was just 2 weeks ago. Says the gra, a story is told. I mentioned this in the daf a couple of weeks ago. Story is told that one time the gra was traveling. He was traveling, and he came to an inn. And the innkeeper heard that there was a great rabbi that was staying at his inn. Hidachsein pameis al balabayis muflag batorah line 2. Halash Hikerbo Kigadlo Vakadoshu, he showed him a sefer of his father. The innkeeper showed him a sefer. He says, this is my father's chumash. And there's something written on the side of the chumash, and I have no idea what it means. And every person that's come through my inn has looked at it and had no idea what it means. So I'm showing it to you. What did it say on it? Line 4. Bitsidosha Pasuk Zeh, on the side of this pasuk. I'm sorry, I didn't read the pasuk. Everybody look at the pasuk for a minute. Perek Aleph, Pasuk Tezayin. Going back a little bit. Pasuk Tezayin. right? Day four. Vayas Elokim Eshnei HaMaoros HaGadolim, the two great luminaries, the Maoros, Esamara Gadolim Emshalas Hayom, Esamara Gadolim Shas Balayla, Esa Kochavim, the great Maor to be during the day, the little one at night, otherwise known as the sun and the moon, the Ace HaKochavim, and the stars. Fine. So, next to that pasuk in this man's Chumash was written, you look on line four, Gushanak. Gushanak. I don't know what that word means. Gushanak. Gimel Vav Ayin Shen Aleph Nun Kof. Gushanak was written. I have no idea what this means. The Gra, like that, says, well, it's simple. What does it mean? The Gra says, it's Rashi Tevos. It's Rashi Tevos for a halachic concept. What's the halachic concept? We know in many areas of halacha, if a child is living in the house of his parents, even if he is older than 12 for a girl, she for a girl, and 13 for a boy, halachically he's considered the same bank account. Considered he's somech al shulchan aviv. That's the halacha. And they say the other way. If a child is self-supportive, living in the same house, then he might be considered separate. But the more common concept is a gadol that is still living in his father's house, halachically he's not considered a gadol regarding specific monetary affairs. So that concept is called, the Gra writes, it's a Gemara, gadol v'samuch al shulchan aviv nikra katan. That's what Gushanik stands for. Gadol v'samuch al shulchan, he's a gadol, but he's samuch al shulchan aviv, he relies on his father's table and his father's bank account, nikra katan, he's called a katan for monetary matters. That's Gushanak. What does that have to do with this pasuk, though? What does it do with the pasuk? So what's gadol and katan? The moon reflects the light of the sun. It doesn't have its own light. The moon only has, it relies on the sun. You have the gadol. So what's a gadol? A gadol is somebody who is independent. If you have a gadol who relies on the father for money, dad could have the allowance, right? Then he's called a katan. That's the sun and the moon. Where did this concept come from? Says the Gemara, from this pasuk. You have the sun, which is why the sun called the Mar HaGadol, and the moon, the Mar HaKatan, because the moon relies on the sun for light. Mar HaGadol, the Mar HaKatan, that's this halachic concept. But Gadol v'samach al shulchan aviv nikra katan, because he's not independent. He's like the moon, and the moon relies on the sun. Gushanak, and the man had his answer to his question that had bothered him his entire life. Okay, there's more to discuss on the sun and the moon, but you know, we're not even touching Kain and Hevel this year. You have to know what the Baruch Hashem, we had a week for Bereishis, though, so that was good. Baruch Hashem, usually have like sometimes you have 2 days for Bereishis, but we had a week. Okay, two more thoughts. Oh, just one more a gadol and more a katan. Maybe related to this independent. The I think actually this one is quoted in the Stone Chumash. Point out the Rav or Salvechik says why gadol, we say it by a bris. Kishem, right? Zeh katan gadol yiyah. So the Mar HaGadol and the Mar HaKatan, like the Gra says, Katan is relying on the sun, and the moon relies on the sun, so Zeh Katan, Gadol Yiyah, Zeh Katan, this child now is very dependent, but Gadol Yiyah, he should be a Gadol, like the sun is independent, right? That's our wish by a bris, Zeh Katan, Gadol Yiyah, related to this Gra as well. Okay, let's have two thoughts to finish off tonight, related to the Chet. Related to the original sin, right? Adam and Chava. Adam and Chava, again, hopefully, there's so much to talk about. We can have a whole shiur on it, but let's just have two thoughts. One, a Musar thought, which many of the Mefarshim say. I gave it to you from Rav Yosef Misalant, the Ber Yosef, and then a thought from Rav Hirsch about the entire parsh. Says the Ber Yosef. If you look in the first, what is the first thing the Nachash say? What's the first word that the Nachash says to Chava? Paragimel. Paragimel is the parak to discuss. V'hanachash haya arum mikol chayas ha-sadeh. The nachash was arum more than any other chayos. Okay, not for now, just to ask the question. What does arum mean? Did the nachash have da'as? The Radak asked the question. Did the nachash have da'as? If the nachash had da'as, and that's why he's talking here, so then why wasn't that the greatest curse? What, he lost his legs? That's worse than losing your mind? Right? If he had da'as, then that should have been his curse. And if he didn't have da'as, says the Radak, so why isn't this the greatest miracle in the world? Like when the donkey talked, the Torah made a big thing about it. Vayiftach Hashem es pi'ason. So just say here, Vayiftach Hashem es pi'anachash. So you have a problem either way. Did he have das? Did he not have das? And if he had das, also, it's a different type of creation. It should be a separate bria, right? Animals, nachash, man. So it's a big discussion, not for now, whether he had das or not. But so he was arum mikol chayas hasadeh asher asa Hashem Elokim vayomer el ha'isha. And he says to woman, note, right, she is not called Chava until the end of the story. Here she's still called Isha. Af ki amar Elokim lo tochlu mikol eitz hagan. Af ki amar Elokim. Unusual word. What is that word af doing there? Af, even, also. Af has a lot of translations. What does it mean here? Something, because Hashem told you don't eat from the tree. What does the word af mean? Says Rashi. Af ki amar Shema Amar Lachem Lo Tochlu Mikol Eitz. Shema. It's a lashon of a question. Did God tell you not to eat from all the trees? Right? Af ki amar lachem, and then Achava says, no, we can eat from all the trees, just not from that one. But it starts off with a question. Shema. V'yavo b'sherotam ochlim, hirba ledvarom k'desh teshivenu, v'yavo ledavar b'osu eitz. The Nachash questions, says the Ber Yosef, source number 9. Be'inyin hazeh gilsolanu atorak v'amehu kocho shel ha'yetzer u'nachash ha'kanmoni. Here is a secret for how the Yetzer Hara operates. How he gets us. How does he get to us? Well, hasis es ha'adam l'dvar ha'veira. How does he get us to convince us to do something wrong? How does he get us to press snooze that next time? How does he get us to not be as careful as they should be in a certain area? How does he get us? Benigul the TV Abore. If I know what I should be doing. Ubir ha'inyan, he quotes from the Dubna Magid. Shashama b'shem agra, that he hears from the gra. Al Masha Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu l'Kayin l'machar l'cha v'nafu panecha. Hashem says to Kayin, why are you so upset? Halom teitiv, so we will talk about Kayin and Hevel for a minute. Halom teitiv se'eis, v'imlo teitiv l'pesach hatas roveitz. If you don't get better, l'pesach hatas roveitz. What does that mean? At the doorway, sin lies. L'pesach hatas roveitz. Ki ein l'hayitzahara shlita al ha'adam l'hatosa miderach hatov. The Yetzirah has no power to stray us, kiim kishe pasach pasuach lefanav, upirtza prutza lefanav. Unless the door is open a little bit. There's got to be a little crack. If there's a little crack, he could squeeze in. Hainu, kishe adam hu kemis tapek im la'asos o lechadel. If, what does it mean, a little crack? A little crack in my conviction. A little crack in my commitment. If I'm a little wishy-washy, if I'm a little, when I have to make a plane in the morning and that alarm goes off, boom, I'm up. I'm up half the night. Why? Because it's a certainty. It's so clear that I have to get up. There's no stopping me. It's clear. You have to catch a plane. Minyan, you have to. I know I should. Is it as much as Vavadai? If I have to do anything, is it so clear that I have to sit and take out a bencher and focus? I'm running out. Is it so clear that you know, I know somebody needs me. I know they would love to come to give them a ride to the store, but I'm kind of in a rush. If I call them, I'm gonna have to wait for them. They're gonna have to get ready to go. And you know, if there's a little doubt, if there's a little suffix, he gets in. Right? The Baal HaMusar explained, it's like a bug. A bug doesn't attack whole, healthy skin. Right? If somebody has a little scab, a little cut, that's when the bug comes in. The bug can attack. That's the Nachash. The Nachash looks for a crack, looks for a little, a suffix, a doubt. He comes over and questions Chava. That's what he's all about. He's all about questioning. He's all about finding that little crack. And that's what we have to make sure, and you can read the rest of the piece, we have to make sure that we have no cracks. And we are strong in our commitments. And we are strong in our convictions. And this clarity. And we not only have it in our minds, but we have it in our hearts. V'yadata hayom, but v'hashivosa el vavecha. We have to bring it home to feel it, because that's how the Nachash attacks. That's how the Nachash attacks. There's a lot more with the Nachash, but let's end off with a Rav Hirsch. I just don't know where to stop. There's more, but let's end off with a Rav Hirsch. Rav Hirsch in Source 11. Again, Rav Hirsch, as we know, this one must appreciate the historical context when Rav Hirsch lived to really understand and appreciate this thought of his, many thoughts of his. But as he lived in the early 1800s, at the beginning of the Reform movement, what he did much of was to show the vitality of the Torah, the need for the Torah, afilu bizman hazeh, to show how the Torah relates to our life and is a Torah schayim. That's what many of the Gedolim did during the 1800s. The Ksav HaKabbal and the Torah Scha, and Rav Hirsch and even the Meshech Chachma to an extent, the Torah Tamima, to tie together Torah Shebichsav, Torah Shebal Peh, to show that Torah is Chai V'Kayim. Says Rav Hirsch in one of his larger essays, 11. One consideration does, however, seem to us of utmost importance. In the whole of this verdict of God, when Hashem meted out punishments to all of the players involved in the sin, the curse is pronounced only against the ground and an animal, but in no wise over man. What did Hashem say? To the Nachash, right? You're cursed. Right? More than Ofa, right? What the language that Hashem says to the Nachash at the end? V'yamar Hashem alakim ala Nachash, Arur ata mikol ha-behema, mikol chayas ha-sadeh. You are cursed. What does he say to man and woman? They get a punishment. He doesn't say they're cursed. He says, Arura ha'adama ba'avurecha. But man and woman are not cursed. Mankind is in no matter whatsoever, back to Rav Hirsch, placed under a ban for his first disobedience. In all that was said, not a single syllable altered by a hairbreadth, man's high calling or his ability to reach and fulfill it. Yes, he's punished. Yes, context has changed. Yes, he's going to get thrown out of Gan Eden. A lot around him has changed. But his power of Bechira Chafshis, his free will, the fact that he is not bent one way or the other, that has not changed. Says Rav Hirsch, continuing, skip a couple of lines. Line 21. Mankind is to be educated up to that state of moral perfection which will pave the way back to paradise on earth. But that because of this, man has become sinful, has forfeited the ability to be good, he must sin for individuals and mankind in general to be safe, to return to God, to be led back to paradise. Something else has to happen. Right? Says the Rav Hirsch, the doctrine of original sin, that idea that man is destined to be wicked and to sin, that idea, says Rav Hirsch, line 28, against that belief, Judaism raises the most vehement protest. For that, no dead or no resurrected intermediary is necessary. We are not waiting for a Messiah to help our behavior improve. That's not what we're waiting for. We have to improve our behavior in order for our Messiah to come. Just the opposite. This is taught by the whole of Jewish history. This shows how pure men were able to get as near to God as the first man was before his fall. Abraham, Moshe, Yeshayo, Yirmiyahu attained their nearness to God by nothing else than a pure effort to be faithful to duty. Skipping, the teaching of original sin and thereby the curse of sinfulness of mankind, which can only be removed by the belief in a certain fact, is the most regrettable error. Just as our history recounts no curse being pronounced over man, so still today, every Jew approaches his God with the avowal, HaNeshama Shenasatabi Tahorahi. God, you give me a pure neshama every day. Every day I give it back to you, you cleanse it overnight, you give it back to me. We do not believe in the doctrine of original sin. We believe that there was an original sin. But we don't believe that mankind was at all cursed by it. We have the same Bechira Chafshis that we had as always. There's a Ramban that says Adam didn't have Bechira Chafshis, but that's not for now. But we believe that we have Bechira Chafshis fully. We're not weighted to one side or the other. Maybe, if anything, we're weighted Latov. If anything. Right? Yetzer, we have our Yetzer Tov. Some say a whole life we got a Yetzer Hara when we become a Gadol or a Gedola. In any case, we have the Pinta Liyid that's pulling us to the Torah. But for sure not the other way. So, as we read the story of the chait of Adam and Chava and all of the punishments meted out, we say to ourselves, that just changes the background and the context, but doesn't change the context of man at all. That's our discussion of Sefer Bereishis for this year. Again, Yosef Mimasha Karanu Kasav Kan. B'ed Hashem, we will continue next week with Parshas Noach.